from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Iran vows divine vengeance on Saudi Arabia for its execution of Shiite cleric. Iran's supreme leader said today that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Namer al-Namer, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Iranian state television quoted Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying, "The unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will no doubt soon show its effect, and divine vengeance will befall Saudi politicians." The supreme leader said Namer neither encouraged people into armed action nor secretly conspired for plots, but the only thing he did was utter public criticism rising from his religious zeal. Edward Uranian reports from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo on that execution and others.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour Ben Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Angry Iranian protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran and a consulate in Mashhad, smashing furniture and setting fires at the embassy in the Iranian capital before being ejected by police. At least 40 protesters were arrested. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the attacks on the diplomatic missions totally unjustifiable, even as he denounced the execution. This is VOA News. Indian security forces are working to secure an airbase near the country's border with Pakistan that was the target of a deadly attack Saturday. Officials say 10 people were killed in the 15-hour battle, including 6 Indian guards and 4 suspected militants. Reuters News Service says one of the dead security guards was a gold and silver medalist in the 1995 Commonwealth Shooting Championships. The attackers are believed to be members of the Army of Mohammed, a militant group based in Pakistan that wants independence for Indian-ruled Kashmir. The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistics missiles program. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the additional work the U.S. is undertaking is not based on pushback from Iran. An Israeli court has indicted 2 Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed zero tolerance for Jewish terrorism. He told the cabinet that Israel is a state of law that will enforce the law against all perpetrators of violence and murder. Nevertheless, Palestinians believe the case exhibits an Israeli double standard. They say Palestinian assailants are quickly apprehended by Israeli security forces, while Jewish militants have carried out attacks for years with virtual impunity. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Barack Obama has declared an emergency in the flood-ravaged state of Missouri as major floodwaters move south. Saturday's move allows federal aid to help the state recover from massive flooding that has killed at least 2 dozen people, forced thousands of others to evacuate, and submerged huge swaths of farmland. Obama's declaration also permits the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief efforts. U.S. President Obama is heading back to Washington to begin the final year of his White House tenure. Obama, his wife Michelle, and their 2 daughters departed the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii late Saturday night after their annual 2-week Christmas vacation in the president's birthplace. And U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In the video, which was released Friday, Trump is shown at a campaign rally in South Carolina last month, reading a statement calling on the United States government to ban Muslims from entering the country. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.